Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 133.
This morning's prayer will be offered by David Capon, who is the policy director for Majority Leader John Bell and also a recent newlywed. Congratulations, by the way, David. If you would please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Mr. Capon.
Heavenly Father, the great I Am, we thank you for this new day that you have made as an awesome display of your grace, mercy, and power. We ask that you lead us according to your will, guide us by your sovereign hand, and help us to do all things in a manner that glorifies you. As King David writes in Psalm 119, direct our footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over us. We ask that you bless this house and all who serve in it, and we give you all the honor and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 27th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Cleveland moves the journal for September 27th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, as previously announced last week, we will be having recorded votes tomorrow, and tomorrow's session will be at 10 a.m. The chair would encourage members to look at any bills that are pending in committee tomorrow, as those very well may be added to the calendar, as well as any conference reports or concurrence votes that we may receive from the Senate. So that would be the likely agenda for tomorrow. The chair does not anticipate any votes on Thursday at this time. If that were to change, however, would advise the body tomorrow. I can advise that the budget negotiations are proceeding along well, and I do see an end in sight. So with that, notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 29th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Thank you. And before we take a vote, just anything from the clerk, anything else, notices or announcements? If not, Representative Cleveland has moved, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, September 29th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. Senate Bill 85, Committee 701, allow vision service plans. Favorable, calendar pursuant to 36B for Wednesday, September 29th. Senate Bill 183, House Committee Sub, begin modernizing ignition interlock laws. Favorable, calendar pursuant to 36B for Wednesday, September 29th. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth an additional committee report. Senate Bill 695, Statewide Medical Action Plan for Schools. Favorable to House Committee Sub, unfavorable to Senate Committee Sub. Senate Committee Sub is placed on the unfavorable calendar. The House Committee Sub's calendar pursuant to 36B for Wednesday, September 29th. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth an additional committee report. Favorable for introduction. A joint resolution providing for the confirmation of the appointment of Karen M. Kamaret to the Utilities Commission. The clerk will assign the joint resolution a number.